we are an MRC of 18 municipalities. There's quite a few that are under 200 or so residents, quite small. They already share lots of services between themselves, like fire departments and other municipal services. So do you, and I know amalgamation's been talked about quite a bit over the years. Do you see a place for amalgamation of municipalities or, like I said, expanding the amount of shared services that the municipalities have?
I think that expanding the amount of shared services makes very good sense, because I think in some cases where we border two municipalities, you might even have two different garbage trucks going up the same road and that sort of thing. So I think wherever we can find efficiencies that will mean that taxes can be held, you know, steady or even decreased, that's something that the MRC Pontiac has to look at, the 18 mayors as a group. In terms of reduction of mayors and councils, I do know that there was a study done by Raymond Chabot years ago. I'm familiar with that study. I have heard, even around the table of mayors, discussion of perhaps four centers or groupings of municipalities. So I think there's been lots of thought. At the end of the day, though, what I think is very important is that the residents of the Pontiac feel they have access to the people who are supposed to be electing them. And I also feel what really needs to happen in this next term is we need to make sure that what takes place at the MRC meetings is being conveyed to the local councils, and that everybody is in the know, and that then those councillors convey it to the taxpayers.
And during the discussion there's a lot of talk about tourism in regards to the PPJ, to ATVing, to snowmobiling and things of that nature. Are there any other tourism industries or niches within the tourism industry that you think would be good for the Pontiac area?
I think that we can expand our tourist accommodation. We have a lot of old inns, for example, one in Campbell's Bay, one in Sheenborough, one in Portage, one maybe in Bryson. It would be great along the PPJ to be able to reopen some of these places. I think that also glamping has become popular. The yurts, you know, at the Chute Calunge have become popular. I'm seeing since COVID a great interest in rustic camping off the grid, and even RVs, and we do not have sufficient number of spaces for camping right now. So this is something else that can be expanded. And I really think that our national park, we didn't talk about it today, but I'd like to speak about it now. Our national park, there's a committee. We have a consultant that is objective and coming back with a complete report to the next council. I recently went rafting for the first time on the Rocher Fondue down the center channel, and it was magnificent. And I even swam in the water for 2 kilometers in October with a wetsuit. I know that the only way you can see that hidden jewel is either on a raft, or if we could have some model where perhaps we could use the L'Île de Grand Calumet Municipal Office as a center where people could leave their cars, and then we could shuttle them in to the site of all of that magnificent white water. There was a proposal before by an operator in Ontario, and you know, he's put a lot of time and effort. I think we can certainly work with him, but I think that knowing that this land is completely in the Pontiac, part of our TPI, it needs to be kept as an ecological wilderness park and will attract people from all over the world.
There was a short mention of Bill 96 and just language issues in general there during the discussion, but the Bill 96, the petition that was put forward, focuses mainly on the Anglophone community as well and ensuring their services and that sort of thing. I know you said the Pontiac MRC is a bilingual region. However, most of the MRC meetings take place almost entirely in English. So do you see as there ways to improve on the use of French at the MRC, or ways to be more accommodating to unilingual Francophones?
Yes, just as in the past 4 years, I've gone from being unilingual English to almost completely bilingual, I really support more French at our meetings, more bilingual, to really reflect the character of the Pontiac. We do know that in the 2016 census, 59.4% identified as first language English. My guess is that the 2020 census could show that that number has even increased, because we know with our population expansion, a lot of people are coming here, many different nationalities. The common language happens to be English. I have made a case and even mentioned it to Minister Fitzgibbon this week, because he is a very influential minister. He doesn't just focus on economic development. And he agrees that funds should be made available for Quebec residents whose first language is English. We need to help them if they're interested to learn French. And the beauty of the Pontiac is you can go anywhere and practice your French. And I just believe that we're a great example and should be held up as an example in Quebec as a truly bilingual community where we collaborate and we welcome everyone. And I see this as one of our greatest assets for future expansion of our population and our prosperity. What I also want to add is that that petition came out of a meeting that was put on by the RAWQ with 100 people in Shawville, and there was no next step proposed. So I just said, I'm going to start a petition. Fortunately, the 18 mayors supported that. This was run out of our municipal offices. We don't know today how many signatures we have, but it did run for 5 weeks. The important thing is about a petition is we have an MNA who can now present it in Quebec City. Andre Fortin also helped us get the wording correct, because if it's not correct, it won't even be accepted in Quebec City. And what I believe that I'm proud of is that we are the only MRC in Quebec to have done a petition. And I was told by Matthew Lacombe that that's exactly what we should be doing, because we really want to keep our bilingual status. We know that 3 of our 18 municipalities' first language is French, and that's L'Île de Grand Calumet, Fort Columbia, and Mansfield. But overall, we just want to be a region where everybody feels welcome and everybody can communicate. So again, I think to have a practice of more French at our meetings is important and something that I will advocate.